Hello everyone, it's George Miller, so welcome back to my channel. This video is about Hillary Clinton, former senator, former first lady of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton, as she used to insist on being called in the early 90s until she realized that was electorally disadvantageous. So it's horrifying that Mrs. Clinton has reached 78 years of age, a birthday for her, and she did so much to deny hundreds of millions of children a birthday in her lifetime. One of the most prolific mass murderers of all time, mainly doing it through her spoken and written word. And of course, she wielded her vote in the United States Senate, and she always chose murder over mercy. She's a truly wicked and sadistic person, doing it behind her rictus grin, where she's so wooden and inauthentic. She's also a pathological liar. She's absolutely reviled by huge swathes of the American public. And had the Democrats chosen a more credible and less toxic candidate, they surely would have carried the day in 2016. So the middle ground reacts badly to her. There's a very negative feeling towards her that there isn't towards most Democratic politicians, and it's not misogynistic. Of all the female politicians in the United States, she is perhaps the most rebarbative, but fortunately she will never win public office, and she probably won't contest it again either. So there she is, age 78. Well, she came from a wealthy family in Chicago. Her father managed a carpet factory, was a Republican, and indeed she was one of Barry Goldwater's girls, as she said, in the 1964 election. But she underwent a political odyssey to the left. Barry Goldwater, in your heart, you know he's right. A Republican, libertarian, a real cold warrior, was going to use a nuclear bomb in Vietnam and so on. But he was heavily defeated by Lyndon Baines Johnson. And then she went to, was it Smith College? It's one of those all-female colleges in the United States, graduated from there. Later at Yale Law School, she met a chap from Arkansas, William Jefferson Clinton, whom she later wed, had a daughter with, Chelsea, the thrice-cursed Chelsea Clinton. She was at my college at Oxford, at the same time as me, and I made a point of never speaking to her. There we go. Who's just a chip off the old block, a truly nasty piece of work. So Hillary Clinton's a pathological liar. I mean, you can read chapter and verse about the Whitewater scandal, about insider dealing, lying about coming under sniper fire in Bosnia-Herzegovina when there's no such thing, when she got off the plane, and, you know, footage proves that, news footage, and things like that. She's willing to tell lies that are that blatant, and there are many, many more. So, she was one of the lawyers in the Watergate case, and I don't blame her for that. Obviously, you take your brief and you must argue it the best of your ability if you're a lawyer, which I'm not. And indeed, there was a crime that was committed there. So she was very buttoned up and hair, you know, scraped right back and big, thick glasses and showing no skin and not well. Although she wore female clothes, I feel like she's going to be as unsexy as possible. And then she moved to Arkansas, where her husband was a professor, despite only having one degree in law. Those were the days. And later was elected attorney general, finally governor, blah, blah, blah. She practiced there. One of the things that he used against him by Ann Coulter, I don't think is fair, is there was a criminal case Hillary Clinton was defending. A man was accused of having sex with a 12-year-old. I mean, statutory rape at best, and it was going to be actual rape on top of that. But she managed to get it plea bargained down to just a few months in jail. It's to do with a lie detector test. And she was saying, well, I never trust these lie detector tests, and laughed about that. Oh, she was taking the side of the powerful against the weak. Okay, this guy was her client. Whether he's good or he's evil, she has to represent him and do a level best for him, which she did. And she succeeded. She got a good outcome for him. Is that just, unjust? The court will decide. It'd be wrong of her to do anything less than her best for the client whom she's agreed to represent. But then she later on, when it came to alleged sex crimes of violence by men against women, she was for really throwing out the Constitution, presumption of guilt, and so on, which is grossly unjust. Now, let me underscore, the male violence against women is despicable. It's the lowest of a low. Any man who would do that, it's utterly shameful. I certainly believe that. I also believe there's got to be the presumption of innocence, because some of these allegations are bogus, and so on. So she's often rode roughshod of the Constitution. She and her husband, their war on drugs, wanting to have these warrantless wiretaps or kicking down the door with no knock, and imprisoning hundreds of thousands of people, mostly African Americans, over possessing petty amounts of drugs for personal use, especially if it's like crack cocaine and so on. So she was into cronyism. She was, you know, firing people unfairly. She accessed FBI files just to dig up dirt on her political opponents and so on. So this U.S. Secretary of State in Benghazi, I don't particularly blame her about that one. So I'm not going to go. I mean, obviously, the email server controversy, using a private email server for official State Department correspondence. She was very, very careless. The FBI investigated her. That's one of the things that sunk her campaign. And obviously, she took lots of money from dodgy foreign donors, and the Clinton Foundation is just selling access there, and so forth. Okay, but anyway, what was I going to say? But main thing is her mass murder, whether it's of girls and boys all around the world, to be ripped apart, tortured to death, to be murdered through hypoxia and so forth. And this is the woman who says she's about human rights. And that's got to apply to humans, all humans, particularly the most vulnerable, who need their rights defended because they can't defend themselves. So she is a foul feminazi. She'll be willing to wipe out the entire human race because there's no limit to abortion for her. Even if the child is 40 weeks gestational age, is totally healthy, is totally viable, and there's no risk of the mother's health in the least. She wants this child to be murdered. Oh, she doesn't want it. She only wants the choice. Well, which option does she want there that I don't? And that's murder, obviously. So there really is no excuse for this sort of thing. And I'm fed up of hearing that. And this is an absolute, unless the mother's life is on the line. Goodness. So against female genital mutilation, unless, of course, the atrocity is performed on a girl who is in utero. I mean, if the murder weapons were to slice through the poor little girl's genitalia, Hillary Clinton would be happy with that. Because simply because the child is in utero, somehow she's not human. Goodness. And then she has cheered on all the massacres of Palestinians for decades, despite it being proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. There's a wide-scale use of torture by Israelis against Palestinians. The people are kidnapped by the Israelis. These hostages are kept for years in grossly inhumane conditions. They're degraded, they're humiliated, they're malnourished. She will never, ever criticize Israel because, you know, Zionist money, she'll do whatever they want and she'll just dismiss it. Israel's the right to defend itself. Well, Palestine has a right to defend itself. Israel's not defending itself by illegally occupying Syria, Lebanon, Palestine and so forth. So international law doesn't matter. Humanitarian law doesn't matter. Every crime is a virtue if it's committed by Israel. That's what she thinks. So she is appalling racist and Islamophobic. It's absolutely sick. And then she said this, that she's never seen an atrocity by Israel that she didn't approve of. So she's a truly vile specimen. Goodness, what else can I say? So she's someone who's enthusiastic for genocide if the perpetrators are her political donors. That is Hillary Clinton. I mean, Donald Trump obviously is right that she should be in jail, but not for the offences that he's alluding to. So there she is. You know, it makes me sick that she's Chancellor of the Queen's University of Belfast, a university in Ireland, it's a university in the United Kingdom. And this absolute ogress is there, smiling like a Cheshire cat, soaking up the laud and kudos that she doesn't deserve. Execration, damnation. And eternal perdition. That's what she so richly merits. But sadly, she's not going to get it. And we live in a very, very unjust world where someone as satanic like her is exalted.